The Lord had impressed upon my heart that I should leave you with something to pray for. And what I've gotten in my heart is I want you to be stronger. To be stronger spiritually and emotionally. As young people of God, now I really pray that you could rise up, rise to the challenge of the era. But you see, the problem right now is, how am I going to make you strong and not do it through human intervention? I cannot do it through the American way and say, come on people, young people, be strong, you know. I cannot encourage you this way. So I prayed again, and God impressed upon my heart and said, if you want these young people to be strong, bring them to the reality. Say it with me. Come to the reality. Come to the reality. You have to come to the reality of a sinful world. The reality of living with sinners and even helping them. The reality of sufferings. And sometimes when you live with your loved ones can be disappointing to you also. But that's the reality. The way God made his servants strong is to lead them to reality, and then in the midst of that, help them experience grace and truth. Now, grace and truth is not to help you escape from your problems, from your sufferings and trial. The grace and truth of God is to lead you to the reality of the problem, and right there in your trial and suffering, experience the grace of God, the power of God, to the fullest. Amen? Okay? So I'm not going to sugarcoat my words, you know, package everything, make it nice for you. In fact, today, or after the conference, we are talking about a battle, a real battle with the world. You know, we are waging war with the sinful world. And even within ourselves, we have a war. A war between our flesh and the spirit. Now, so how do you fight a war? You hide in a corner and fight a war? You remember the story of David and Goliath, people? When you are fighting against Goliath, someone who is 3 meters tall, is a born fighter, no, you don't hide in your barracks and talk about strategy. You don't stay there and say, you know, with what weapon should we use against this giant, you know, those kind of things. You cannot fight Goliath like that. You cannot be telling people and say, come on people, which of you want to fight Goliath? I'll exempt your family from tax, you know, I'll give my daughter in marriage to you. No one will volunteer because this is a life and death matter. You get what I mean? But that's what King Saul did. And you saw how he failed. But now, this Goliath, this giant, came in the midst of Israel and blasphemed against God and his people. So what are you going to do right now? So, I'm going to give you what the Lord is doing, okay? If you are fighting Goliath, number one, all you need is, you need someone with godly anger. Okay? Now, say with me. Godly anger. Godly anger is all you need. You don't need to be a born fighter. You don't need special weapons or give any rewards. A person with godly anger will go against Goliath. And then, with godly anger, this person must go to the battlefront. Now, people, what is the battlefront? The battlefront is what I've said just now. The reality. Now you go to the battlefront. You face Goliath. Not in your barracks. Go there, battlefront. You see the giant face to face. And you hear his roaring sound like a lion. That is where you feel his threat firsthand. And then he hurls insults at you. at the battlefront. But I tell you that, people, it's right at the battlefront, this is where you will experience the grace and power of God to the fullest. To the fullest, to the max, the grace and power of God will descend upon you right at that moment. It came upon David, and David's heart was stirred. His mind became extra alert, and his senses became so awesomely sensitive, and he went against Goliath in the name of God and won the battle beautifully.